This is WBMD in Baltimore. My name is Virginia Bean. January is known as Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Founded in 2007, the Samaritan Women is a Christian nonprofit organization whose mission is to advance quality care for these people. We're talking today with Jean Allard, Executive Director of the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care. How common is human trafficking and what form does it take?
Well, it's very difficult for us to quantify the scope of the problem because it's such an underground and secret-ridden trade. Some estimate 100,000 to 300,000 American children are at risk of being enslaved in trafficking, and we really have no count on the number of adults.
Human trafficking actually goes into sexual exploitation and also labor trafficking, doesn't it?
Yeah, right now we're looking at about 30 different manifestations or forms of trafficking. Not all of them would have as much prevalence in the United States, like some forms of forced labor, child soldiers, mail order brides. Those are less common in the United States. The most common in the U.S. is sex trafficking, so the commercial sexual exploitation of persons.
I know that you have a connection to Grace Community Church. How is Grace Community Church involved with the work that you do at Samaritan Women?
Sure. Grace Community Church, specifically in Fulton, Maryland, has been with us for many years. They provide volunteering support. They provide mission funding for what we do. They have supported us in large projects, for example, in the acquisition of another home. They have been a part of that. And they also come on a regular basis to provide volunteering on the campus, whether that's bringing in large groups of people who can help us with landscaping projects or renovation projects or one-on-one. We have individuals in that congregation served as tutors and mentors and drivers for our ladies. And that's really what's been wonderful about our church partnerships, of which we have about 30 church partnerships across this immediate geographic area.
If you had a chance to tell our listeners something more about yourselves, what would it be?
Well, we have a long way to go, particularly in the state of Maryland. We're one of those states that right now we only have two options of agencies within the greater Baltimore area that provide residential care for victims of trafficking, and four agencies that provide other types of care. And so we don't have any provision for male or boy survivors at this point, and transgendered. And so we have a ways to go in Maryland to shore up our victim services landscape.
If our listeners would like to find out more or perhaps find out about a volunteer opportunity for themselves, how would they reach out to you?
We do get a tremendous amount of volunteer support, and there are other organizations that are up and coming that would love to hear from your listeners. So I would say start with Google to see if there's a comparable organization in your area. For example, we're in the process right now of mentoring a group out on the Eastern Shore in Cambridge specifically. And that group is just beginning to get its exposure in the community. And so if you have listeners out on the Eastern Shore, they should take their gifts and talents in that direction. Our website is thesamaritanwomen.org.
We've been talking today with Jean Allard, Executive Director of the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care. Thank you for being our guest today on Community Bridge.
Thank you.
This has been Community Bridge. If you are aware of a need, interest, or concern in your area, or have any questions about the programming you just heard, please call us toll-free at 1-800-543-1495. You're listening to Family Radio, reminding you that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thank you for listening to Family Radio. Hear the word.